I do for the elementary age. They go through this thing where they read this book. It's called The Beatiness Boy, and it's a short, like, classical book, and it's really cool. So they go through this and compare it to Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So you can imagine. What they do is we go through and we have all of these good messages that are in that could be in the book. And Beatiness Boy has all of them. So I want to read them to you. It's kindness, gentleness, patience, love, thinking of others, positive attitude, appreciation of nature, appreciation for family, hard work, hope, sharing, loyalty, complimenting others, respect toward others, repentance, perseverance, and knowledge. So Beatiness Boy has like all of those. And then we go and mark how many of those good messages are in Diary of a Wimpy Kid. How many do you think there are?
Zero.
So none of those things are on there. So then we go, okay, here's bad messages that you could have. Unkindness, greediness, impatience, revenge, selfishness, negative attitude, making fun of adults, ingratitude, making fun of family, laziness, potty language, disloyalty, making fun of school, and disrespect. So Beatiness Boy doesn't have any negative messages, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid has every single one of those messages. But you know what's really sad? Is that Diary of a Wimpy Kid in 2013 was the number one best-selling book of any category, any age level in the United States. Number one. And you know that book I was telling you about that my daughter was reading that said, starts out with, if my mom, sometimes I wonder if my mom's brain dead, sometimes I'm sure of it. That comes from Dork Diaries. And Dork Diaries, the first book, has sold 10 million copies. Oh, it's a huge, huge problem in our world. And some of you guys are not going to be that many years down the road from having your own kids and starting to be like, okay, I've got to make sure that I put good kids, good books in my kids' hands.